You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30pm with Natalie Kerry, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. It's Exeter and Uttoxeter domestically, and a good card over in Ireland as well from Navan. A Grade 2 there in the Monksfield Novices Hurdle, and a couple of big handicaps as well. The Grade B Troy Town Handicap Chase and the Grade C Proudstown Handicap Hurdle. Plenty of good racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, Mark. Thank you very much.
Good man. It's been a while since you've been sat opposite me in the studio.
Yeah, far too long, mate. Far too long.
All well? Anything going on?
Yeah, lots really. Busy. Great time of the year, isn't it? Leading up to Christmas. Weekend after weekend is chock full of the big guns coming out. As we sit in the studio here today, we've got a mouth-watering day's racing ahead of us. And we've got similar, you know, goodies at rating for us at Navan et al. On Sunday.
Yes, great racing this weekend. We can't reflect on the stuff at Ascot and Haydock just yet because we're recording this prior to it. So what we'll do is we'll look a little bit further afield. 5th of December, we have the Tingle Creek Chase at Sandown. And if all these runners turn up, it's going to be a cracking renewal as well. William Mullins saying it's his likely target for his reappearance. He's 8-11 at the top of the market. 5-2 for Sprinter Sakura, who bounced back to form at Cheltenham. Vibrato Valtat is 7-2. 6-1 for Simon Sig. Apparently they've turned the corner with Cider Grugy, who's 14-1. And 20s for Summersby, who's always there and thereabouts. If they all turn up, it'll be a cracking renewal.
If they all turn up, Mark, I think Sandown, I'll have to put a cap on the amount of people they'll allow into the track, because I think they're going to be queuing to get into the issue venue. It's a bottleneck at the best of times. I've been there myself on several big occasions, i.e. the AP's final day. But yeah, you'd walk 100 miles off over hot coals to see this race. Undersco, last year's Arca winner, Sprinter Sakura, the champion chaser, now seemingly back to something like nearing his best on the evidence of his Cheltenham run. Vibrato Valtat, winner of the Holden Gold Cup, goes really well at Sandown. I think it's a very important thing to mention. I think he's unbeaten going around Sandown, over fences. Simon Sig, he looks as though he's back with the full vigours of life in his belly when he ran at Aintree the other day. And Cider Grugy, it just shows you how good the race is, the fact that he's a 14-1, 16-1 shot, the winner of the champion chase 2 years ago, because of his trouble since. So yeah, a brilliant race. My only advice at this stage would be, if you're having an anti-post bet, sniff around and look for the value. If you fancy something each way, take the price now, because it's likely to be seven or less. I think a lot of these big guns will be scared off. It'd be lovely if you got an eight or bigger field. That'd be even better on the day, certainly for bookmakers. But at the prices I've got in front of me, I'd probably go for Vibrato Valtat. Yes, he's got a little bit to prove, and he's probably not quite as good as Undersco and Sprinter Sakura at the moment. But who's to say he hasn't stopped finishing improving? He went all the way through the ranks last year. He probably paid for taking on Undersco in the Arkle. On ground, it was a bit too quick for him. Not really convinced that Cheltenham at the moment is his track. But Sandown very much is. He won't mind whatever the ground is. Maybe the softer the better, but from an anti-post perspective for him each way, I think that's the way I'd probably go.
All right. Still a fifth of the odds, 1-2-3 as well in that market for the Tingle Creek. Obviously, we'll reflect on Ascot and Haydock on tomorrow's edition of the podcast. But anything else on your mind before we get stuck into Sunday's action?
Not really, Mark. Obviously, Duvan running on Sunday. I'll be covering his chances in the podcast tomorrow at Navan. So for anyone it got an interest in the whole card, then tune into that. But it's not the only good race on that card. I'm sure he'll be big odds on to win at beginners, but we're going to be covering the 110 and the 240 as well now.
Yeah, a bit of a sneak peek at Andy's selections for tomorrow, looking at a couple of the races in Navan. We're also going to look at one race from Exeter and one from Uttoxeter, and we'll get Andy's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, what we'll do is we'll spin through these in time order rather than meeting order. So we'll go to the 110 at Navan first. This is a Grade 2 Monksfield Novices Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles. Field of 9 here, Andy. Where do you want to start in there?
Yeah, I'll start with the likely favourite and my idea the most likely winner, Cogri Hill, who represents the same connections as last year for Expression, who took this race when he was an 11-10 favourite. And he's plotted a very similar course to that individual, Gordon Elliott, with his son of presenting. He's won over the course as well, which is obviously very important, when he beat Arquist in a bumper back in February. And he made a good start to his hurdling career at Down Royal on their big showcase meeting a few weekends ago, when he made most of the running and jumped pretty slickly throughout and got the job done in fairly decisive fashion. He beat a stabber companion of his called the Storyteller. The rest are well clear. The time of the race is pretty reasonable. But he does look a real proper chasing type that I'm sure, similar to the likes of Don Cossack, No More Heroes, that Gordon will do really well with down the line. He's a former point-to-point winner, so you wouldn't imagine that 2.5 miles will be an inconvenience. In fact, he's already won over 2.26, of course, on his debut. So everything looks set fair. It's a good race, mine. You know, the likes of Dallas Cowboy, representing the same connections, the promising Falcon Crest, Heathfield, and the mare 10 times better, who's been playing a trade in lower company, all got to come into the reckoning of some degree. But I'd imagine, without seeing the prices, Cogri Hill will be quite a warm order.
All right, Cogri Hill then, warm order. And to confirm favouritism for Andy in the 110 at Navan. The 130 at Exeter is where we go next. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 1.5 furlongs. A field of 7 here, Andy, which kind of scuppers each way angles a little bit. But what would you recommend in there?
I'd probably go with Matt Shepherd's horse, Key to the West, formerly trained by Dave Dennis, of course. But he's run really well for New Connections. He finished second on his debut for the yard at Stratford 2 starts ago, when he was run up beyond Rock Dapsis in quite a strongly run race. Don't forget Keel Hall, who was fifth in that race, went on to win at Cheltenham over the weekend. The time of the race is really good. And all the right horses, in inverted commas, were involved in that race, which is quite a good early season contest. The ground arguably that day could have been a little bit too quick for this horse, but he does like a softer surface, and you know, obviously conditions at Exeter are going to be very, very demanding. Unfortunately, he fell the other day at Cheltenham in the race that was won by Keel Hall, so that was a bit of a shame. But generally speaking, he's quite a solid jumper. So, you know, what looks a fairly weakish race, I'm not sure the ground's right for Houston Dynamo. He'd probably want better ground, and one or two of these either coming off the back of layoffs or on in as good form as Key to the West. So I think I'll go with the top weight.
What do you make of Bobbitt's Way in there, by the way? Because heavy ground will be no problem. I suppose it's just a question of fitness.
Market's the key to that. Yeah. You know, coming from an Alan Jones stable, you very much know the signals there. If that's fancied, it'll be backed. If it's not, then you probably leave it alone.
Fair enough. Moving on to the 240 at Navan next. This one is the Troy Town Handicap Chase, a Grade B handicap for horses rated 0 to 150. It's over 3 miles, field of 15 in this year's renewal. It's usually a pretty good race as well, Andy.
It is, yeah. It was won last year, of course, by Val Briggan, who is no longer with us. But he was one of the favourites of the Grand National after winning the Troy Town. Of course, he landed a real punt, didn't he, last year? I think he was back from sort of 10-12 to 1 into 4-1 favouritism. Interesting that the same representatives have got Azorian in this race this year. Same colours, Lee Power, of course, owns, and he's had a couple of nice runs so far just to come, blow away the cobwebs. And he ran really well here over an adequate trip the other day when he was third behind Devil's Bride. He's kind of like the class angle in here, and the handicapper has given him a bit of a squeak. He's got winning form around the track. He could be very dangerous, Azorian. It's no surprise that he's been putting quite short. But the one I like at the price is you get double the odds for him, and that's Drumnia from the Mouse Morris stable. Real old-fashioned chaser that Mouse will surely deal well with over his career. And he's bound to win a big pot sooner rather than later. He's definitely taken to fencing really well. He had a good start to his early part of his campaign last year. But he wound up by finishing third in a really hot race of my figures beyond Blood Cateel and Irish Cavalier at the Punchestown Festival. Azorian was in fifth in that race. So if you fancy Azorian, then you've got to have half a look at Drumnia. And Drumnia ran really well on his reappearance the day beyond Ross Foss at Punchestown. Just looking as though he needed the run that day. But he raced with his old verve and Elan, and he strikes me as a horse that could run quite well in that.
nice juicy one for Andy in the 240 at Navan, and the 320 at Utoxeter as well. We finish this one is a Class 3 handicap hurdle. It's a qualifier for the Challenger Staying Hurdle Series final, Class 3 event over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. 8 of them in the lineup here, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
I'll probably go with Pure Science here. I'm taking a little bit of a guess and a punt with this Sue Smith trained horse who was nibbled out in the market on stable debut. They picked this up for a bag of sand, didn't they? Or very, very small money off Nodger, Twist and Davis. And that money looked to be well placed through the majority of that race, but he just got a little bit tired later on behind Almost Gemini. But the key to this horse is heavy ground, and he has won at Utoxeter as well. He really does love the mud. He just keeps going. He's very dogged, typical Sue Smith horse. So I think she's inherited quite a decent animal there. And if you go back through his early part of his career, he was running in graded races for Nodger, Twist and Davis. So he's definitely got plenty of back class. And if anyone can get the right tune out of him, it's got to be Sue Smith. And he's actually been giving back £2 off the handicapper. He's really well treated if they can find the key to him. So with the 8 runners, I'd be hopeful that Pure Science would be a nice each way price.
Yeah, does look well handicapped. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, the 110 at Navan, I'd go with last year's winning connections in the shape of Cogri Hill. And the 130 at Exeter, key to the West, hopefully will defy top weight. In the big race of the day, the Troy Town Handicap, I'll take a punt with Drumnia. And in the 320 at Utoxeter, the signs look to be quite good that Sue Smith might get the best out of Pure Science down the line, and he goes back to the scene of one of his best victories.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck. Enjoy Sunday's action, and we'll speak to you ahead of Navan on Sunday morning
as well.
Will
do. Look forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Andy Holding on Sunday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:30 PM. Natalie Kerry, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Ollie Pimlott will be the team in the studio. It's Exeter and Utoxeter domestically. Good card over in Navan in Ireland as well. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.